Tonight, if you will, go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And we will read one verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We'll read verse 9. And in verse 9, we're going to see a phrase there. In our presentation, the one church is called Masikani Baptist Church. Masikani in Zulu means let us build together. And that word actually was used by Nelson Mandela when he was released from prison. And then 2 years later, in 1994, he became the first black president of South Africa. And when he came out of prison, when he became president, then he reached out to all race groups for reconciliation, for a new democracy, a new country, and actually brought the country of South Africa together. And apartheid was done away with. A lot of changes, good changes for all the people in South Africa and as well for the missionaries, because it opened the door to make it easier to actually work with the black people in the city areas, because during the apartheid years, it would have been very difficult to work with the blacks, because that's where a lot of the violence happened in the cities and smaller cities around those periods of apartheid, even though we lived in South Africa for the 12 years during the apartheid years, and it was difficult, scary at times, but, you know, we're thankful we didn't leave, because I know there was someone said, you know, whenever you see things getting bad in a country, you'll know when to leave. And, you know, we stayed there, and I'm thankful we didn't leave, because it got bad, and we didn't leave. We stuck it in, and I'm thankful we didn't leave. We stayed there, and God is blessed in the ministry there that we have done there, and looking forward to getting back and continue the ministry there that we started and getting into a new work as well. So in that word Masikani was actually started by Nelson Mandela, bringing the country together. And he used that word Masikani, basically saying, let us build together a new country, a new people, that we can go forward. And this word Masikani will relate to in verse 9 of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Look at verse 9. It says, for we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. Let us be laborers together. And folks, that's what we're doing as a partnership, is it not? Amen? And Masikani means let us build together in relation to this verse, as it says, we are laborers. We are workers. And that's what missions involves. It involves work. It involves giving. It involves sending. It involves working as we reach people for Christ. And as churches need missionaries, missionaries need the churches. Amen. And folks, that's what we are. We are partners. We are laboring together. And I want us to just learn that word, Masikani, meaning let us build together, trying to build three things that we need to look at. Masikani, let us build together in three areas. Let us build together, Masikani, as we reach others for Christ. And don't we all agree that's what the heart of God is? Amen. As it's been told already, winning souls for Christ. And it's been said, it begins right here in Fort Mill, South Carolina, folks. And it reaches out into the world where God says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Amen. And that is our mission. That's our work. And when we got into South Africa, that was when we decided that was when God called us to the mission field. When we got there, we had that passion to win souls for Christ. And that's when we realized, when we surrendered for the mission field, we went on to Baba College. We raised our funds on deputation. We began to getting churches supporting us. We realized it was at that time that we are in a partnership with churches, with people, as we would go to field of South Africa. Masikani, let us build together in reaching others. That's basically the command of Christ, is it not? God says, go. That's a command. He's not saying, think about it, folks. He's not saying, well, just plan for a little bit and then think about where you're at. God says, go into all the world, folks. That command has not changed. Amen. You know, he says the field is white unto what? Harvest. But the laborers are few, folks. And can you imagine that harvest is even greater? Imagine 7 billion people in the world's population today. And do you realize I read statistics one time? I'm not sure about the numbers, but it said with that 7 billion people that the world's population grows annually at 75 million people a year. Imagine that. It says that's 1.1% of an annual growth. Imagine that. 7 billion people now, and with that growth, they estimate by the end of the decade, we will be at a growth of 10 billion people. Can you imagine that? I can't even fathom a billion, let alone 10 billion people, folks. The harvest is great, and the labors are few. And we need not get complacent, folks, and thinking, well, here it is, another mission conference. It's another missions month. Here we are preaching about going. Here we are preaching about sending, about giving. Folks, that's because the world's population is growing. The harvest is getting greater, and yet the laborers are few, folks. We need people that are willing to go. We need people that are willing to send, to continue giving, because, folks, the world's population is growing. Satan is working harder than ever, folks, and people are dying and going to devil's hell. And God is saying, go, send. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Mark chapter 2. Go over to Mark chapter 2. And that idea of working together. Mark chapter 2. And let's read verse 2, 3, and 4. Mark chapter 2. Of working together. Being a partnership. And you're going to know this story of Mark chapter 2. In verse 2, it says, and straightway many were gathered together insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. They came unto him, bringing the sick, one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. Now notice verse 4. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, too many people, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the net wherein the sick of the palsy lay. Do you get that plural word, they? What's that say to us tonight? It didn't take one. It took many. It took plural. It took they that took they to let that one man down to see Jesus, folks. And it's going to take they. It's going to take us. It's going to take plural that we continue reaching the multitude for Jesus Christ. Working together. Masakani, let us build together. Let us work together, folks, that we might continue to reaching others for Christ. John chapter 1, a good example how Andrew brought Peter. Philip brought Nathaniel to Jesus. It's one by one. I remember that, you know, it's always neat, the first person you lead to Christ, isn't it? In South Africa, the first man I led to Christ, his name was John. When we were working the first 10 years, working with the Inclosa people, we were out. I had a young man helping me, and we were at that time we were out in the rural areas, a mountainous area, and we were doing a lot of walking, you know, visiting homes, letting people know who we were, what we were wanting to do, and we were out there for a few hours and decided, okay, let's go on home. As we were going home to my bakkie, or my pickup truck, as we call it in South Africa, I looked up and up the hill, and there was a man sitting outside his home, and I said, well, let's just go make this last visit. So we went up there, made a visit, and found out he was John, and started chatting with him. And as we began talking to him about the Lord as well, John bowed his head and received Christ in his heart. Amen. You know, John doesn't know, he couldn't read Xhosa, but as he started coming to church, he came to me one day and he said, Fundis, which is pastor or teacher. And he said, Fundis, I know I can't read, but I want to close the Bible. And I was more than glad to give it to him. And I said, well, John, what are you going to do? You can't read it, but what are you going to do? And he said, well, I've got my family back home, and I'll have someone read the Word of God. And as I learn verses, I'll memorize those verses that I can quote those verses. Isn't that amazing? That's God, folks. That's what we need to do. I think of a lady named Mrs. Bangu, her grandchild. She was taking care of her grandchild. Her grandchild was coming to Sunday school. We have a Sunday school about 80, 90 kids. And her grandchild was coming to Sunday school. We led her to Christ. She went home excited, told her grandmother, Mrs. Bangu. And Mrs. Bangu began coming to church. And you know what happened? She heard the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit of God spoke to her heart. Mrs. Bangu received Christ. Amen. The Kumalo family, a family of a father, mother, three children, a family of five, folks. Started coming to Masakani Baptist Church. They heard the Word of God, came about two or three Sundays, and those three kids in Sunday school got saved. And that mother and father in the church service came forward and they also got saved. I can think of another couple that was living close to the church. They weren't members of the church, but they had a set of twins that died at birth. It was probably the most difficult funeral that I had went through. When I looked down behind the front of the pulpit and saw two small white caskets. A set of twins that had died because of HIV/AIDS passed through the parents. Folks, you need to pray for South Africa. You know, HIV/AIDS isn't spoken about a whole lot, but it's still there. Over 55 million people in South Africa, over 5 million infected with HIV/AIDS. The most affected age group, folks, from the age of 15 to 30. Imagine that. That's the age group that'll be wiped out one day. Folks, we have a job to do. Masikani, let us build together. Let us work together. We have a job to do. But you know, that mother and father, after that funeral, you know what happened? You know, we just didn't have the funeral. We went back and visited the family, the mother and father. You know, God, you know, they could have been bitter against God. But you know how God can still use things and still, people can still have a soft heart through difficult things? That mother and father got saved, folks. You know, that wasn't anything that we did. That's the work of God, folks. That's because you, as we are partners together, people like that are hearing about Jesus Christ. We need to keep working. We need to be fruitful. Masikani, let us work together as we give ourselves. That's the one I like. Because that's where it starts, isn't it? It starts with giving our heart. I was saved on October 15th, 1974, 2:30 in the afternoon in Bluffton, Indiana. Pastor there led me to Christ. Sue and I were dating at that time. 3 months later, we were at a Wednesday night service. A missionary was there challenging us. The invitation came. And Sue and I felt God tugging our heart just to surrender ourselves for the mission field. We went forward. And then we started making preparation. We were married in 75. We went to Bible school in 75, 4 years. Our second year in school is when we surrendered again to go to South Africa. But you know, it started as we gave ourselves, realizing that it's God that wanted us to do something and we were willing to go. You know, I don't see myself as a hero. You know why? Because we were willing to do what we all need to do. Even if we don't go to South Africa, it's our service here that we learn just to give of ourselves. And you know, after we did our deputation for 2 years, and then we got on that plane September of 1982, that was the hardest thing we had to do. Realizing we gave ourselves, we didn't know what was ahead of us. But that was the hardest thing we had to do, folks. But God gave us the strength because we left on a Sunday afternoon. Bluffton, Indiana is about 8,000 people. And Fort Wayne, Indiana, it's about 25 miles north of us where the airport was. We had a 50-car caravan that took us to the airport. And our families as well. I mean, people saw that. They thought, man, what politician is going in this caravan in Bluffton, Indiana? No, it was just a couple. It was just a missionary and his wife. And we got to that airport, and that was before 911, and everyone could go all the way up, all the way to the gate. Small airport. Overtook the airport with 250-some people and our family. You know, when we got up there, we said goodbye to our church. We said goodbye to our families. And like it was still yesterday, we could still remember. When we walked through that tunnel, you know what we heard in the background? That we'll still hear it today. And it's still alive in our heart. Our church saying, I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. And folks, that's what it's all about. When we give of ourselves, there's no turning back. We were crying like babies when we got on that plane. People probably thought, what on earth have we gotten ourselves into now? But you know why we were crying? Our emotions took over because we were saying goodbye to our families and friends, and yet we had that emotion of looking forward to knowing we were following God's will and excited about what God had ahead of us. And this was when I started thinking about with this word, Masakane. Let us work together. We are laborers together. When I started realizing this word in connection with this verse, that's what our supporting churches are like, folks. Working together, laboring together. We're partners together as we're working together to win souls for Jesus Christ. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2 says, present your bodies a living, folks. Not a dead, but a living sacrifice, folks. We need to simply give ourselves. Living. And you know, missionaries, you know, people always say, well, missionaries sacrifice so much. Yeah, we do. We do. Families, friends. But you know what? It's what we gain that makes it worth it all, folks. And we shouldn't be worrying about what we're going to sacrifice that keeps us from following the will of God and missing out on the blessings that God will give back to us that make up for what we sacrifice to serve God, folks. But it starts with our heart. It starts with just simply doing. Philippians 4, verse 9 says, just do. Just do. That's what God wants us to do, is just to follow his command and do. Go with me to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. As we think about giving ourselves, Matthew 28 is a key verse that we all know. Matthew 28. Matthew 28, verse 19 says, go, ye therefore, teach, baptize, and teach, and disciple. That's what we need to do, amen? That's what we're doing in South Africa. That's the work that I'm doing with our men, working and teaching, discipling our men as leaders in the church. So the church looks to the men, not to the fundis, but to the men, the national pastors, who are taking care of the work as we are here in the States. That's our work, to go, to send. But notice in verse 19, it says, go ye therefore. And that therefore points back to verse 18, folks. It says, all power is given unto me. That's Christ, folks. You know, before we go, before we teach, before we disciple, we need to learn verse 18, realizing it's Christ that gives us all power. It's not you and I. It's not in our power. It's not in our strength. But it's in the power of Christ that gives us his power to do the work that he's called us to. Right. Folks, that's lordship of Christ, isn't it? That's what verse 18 is speaking about, is that we have put, or have we put, Christ as the Lord in our heart, made him number one. And that's the first step we need to do as children of God, is put Christ as the Lord in our heart. And when we do that, then we learn, verse 19, to learn to go in his power, learn to disciple in his power, learn to teach in his power. And a lot of times we want to do things in our power, don't we? And it doesn't work, does it? But when we learn to do it in his power, make him the Lord in our heart, then we learn, verse 19, and when we take that first step, thrust out a little. That's what Jesus said to the disciples when they were fishing. Thrust out a little. Launch out in the deep. And know I have all power that I'm giving you. Isn't that wonderful? That we have God. And we have Christ as our Savior and as our helper. We're partners together. And God is going to give us that power. Isn't that wonderful? All power is given to me in heaven and earth. All power. Yielding. Romans chapter 6 just means yield. Just to simply give. Masakane, to work together, to reach others. And Masakane, just to grow together, folks. When we work together, we grow together, don't we? Well, go with me one last time over to John chapter 11. John chapter 11. When we work together, you know, sometimes we don't want to work, but when we work together, and we grow together, and we progress together. John chapter 11, look at what happens in John chapter 11, verse 41. This is the raising of Lazarus. In verse 39, let's go to there first. He says, Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith the Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. You know, sometimes when there's complications that we find in the service of God, sometimes we give up too easy, don't we? You know why? Because we're doing it in our power. We forget Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, that it's his power. Jesus saith unto him, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Now notice verse 41. And remember Mark chapter 2. Now we come to verse 41, and it says, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. Isn't that a wonderful word? They. It's plural, folks. They were working together, folks. They said, okay, the only way we're going to move that stone and follow God's command, what Christ has said for us to do, is that we all together get our shoulders on that stone and move that stone. And that's what we're doing today, folks. That we need to work together and push our shoulders against that stone and reach others for Christ before it's too late, folks. 10 billion people at the end of the decade. Folks, the harvest is still great. And we need more laborers. And we're not getting younger, folks. We're getting older. Who's going to fill the gap when missionaries retire, resign, get older? They can't continue. When pastors resign, they retire because they're at the age where they got to retire. Who's going to fill those gaps, folks? Who's going to be there? We need men of God. We need women of God that are willing to stand up and say, I'll go, I'll do, I'll send, I'll preach the word of God, folks. And that's our command, that we preach the word of God. That's the only way people are going to get saved. Not this social gospel, but the word of God that's preached, that people are not afraid to tickle, that people are afraid to preach the word because they want to tickle ears. Amen. We need people that are willing to preach sin. Because Satan's alive and well. And he's doing all he can. The Zulu people, it's still a reality of the Sangoma as a witch doctor in South Africa. And the Zulu families are just steeped in ancestor worship. Satan's alive and well. And using everything he can to deceive the minds and eyes of people. And they need to hear about Christ. Yes. They need to hear how Jesus can save. You know what? The Word of God is just as alive in South Africa as it is here. And we need to be busy. Masikani, let us work together. We are laborers together. Let us remember as we are laboring together to reach others, to give of ourselves, and as we are able to grow together, working together, folks. That's what it's going to take. As we go back in December, we're looking forward to a whole lot more years in South Africa. That's our home. I know when I first, in a few years after we were there, I said, this is home. But you know what? It became even more home after 32 years. And we're looking forward to going back home. Not just because of our family there, but because that's where God's called us. And we've got a whole lot more work to do. And we're not going to be able to do it without your partnership. And we're thankful for your partnership that we're able to do it when we go back and continue the work. As we labor together. Remember that word, Masikani. You can say, I know a Zulu word. I know Zulu. Masikani. Let us build together. Let us labor together in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. We are laborers together. Partnership in winning souls for Christ. Maybe you just need to recommit your heart. Maybe just to say, Masikani, I've not labored together like I should. I've not done my part. Maybe like in Matthew chapter 28, I have not put Christ in the throne of my heart as the Lordship in my life, that I might learn to go, to send, and putting Christ first in my life, that I might let the power of Christ work in my heart. That's where it begins. Just giving our heart, stepping out by faith, and say, Lord, here I am. Let's bow our heads, please. As we bow our heads, we have a word of prayer. If God has spoken to you, maybe for salvation, maybe just recommitment. And as Pastor Jim comes, why don't you just do what Christ wants you to do and just surrender yourself. It's your decision. Our Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this evening. Thank you for the Bible Baptist Church and the missions outreach and the leadership here at the church and the people themselves, they're willing to follow you and pray that you might just have your will and your way and that your children, people of God, might just be willing to listen to your word and say, nevertheless, at your word, I will follow you now. In Christ's name, amen.